Welcome
Welcome.
back. It's so good to be back.
It's 2017 now.
Wow.
It's
So
different.
it's totally different. All the problems of 2016,
Are
solved
washed
them. Yeah,
away.
Flush
washed
that
away.
down the proverbial toilet.
We are reborn.
Have you noticed not one person, has died this whole year
Not
so
one
far?
person's
Not
died.
true.
Not one.
Not true.
What do you mean?
We have a first death.
Who's the person
who's
who died?
dying? Jimmy Superfly Snuka died
Oh,
today.
nobody even
Oh,
cares
we mean
about.
somebody famous.
Yeah.
Go
no
home
famous
show.
People have died.
Save it for the
Yeah,
go home
we're talking
show.
about celebrities.
Yeah.
What?
That's right.
He probably has kids. That's rude.
That's right. I just want to kick off this show. We have a new sponsor this year.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd take, we're going to promote them at the beginning, the middle, and the end. I want to say, give a shout out to The Bye Bye Man in theaters now. Our new sponsor, The Bye Bye Man. Don't think about it. Don't hear about it.
Yeah.
Don't see it.
Oh, wait, no, we're supposed to do an official ad read for it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
do you have
like we
that?
do like a
Yep.
tri yeah.
You have the
I'll kick it
paperwork?
off, and you could pick it up.
Okay,
You can
good,
jump
good,
in.
good,
All
good,
right.
good, good.
Memorized it.
When it's time to go bye-bye. Wow, this is a dark room.
Show like an image on the screen when he
I
does this.
know. I know
Not
the
of Babadook,
dossier. I
of
know.
Bye-bye Man.
Mama, Mom, I don't want to go into this room. That's right, you don't want to because something's gonna say bye-bye.
Then you jump in. Go ahead.
Dad, I gotta go poo poo pee pee. No, you do that here, Nunu. You go bye-bye. Like the bye-bye man. Why'd you say that, you fucking kid? I hate that. I wish I didn't have. Here he comes. Bye-bye. Hello? Wait, you just said hello. You're twist.
A twist of the knife.
Sean.
The bye-bye man. Sean, you want to add to this?
In theaters, January 27th. So,
oh, you
yeah.
actually know the day, you loser.
I don't. I made
That's
that.
when
Don't.
I made it up, dummies, like you
Yeah,
did.
you.
No, you
Ah,
didn't.
yes.
Don't play it off.
Bye bye.
Babadook ass.
Hey, I got
Yeah.
my tickets. Fandango got my tickets. Gonna go see the Bye Bye Man with me and the kids.
Yeah, go to Fandango
with this Babadook ass.
Fandango over
He's gotta
here.
get his Fandango.
Gotta take the kids to go see the Bye Bye Man.
Can we
like
get some
kids
din din on the way?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Okay, so here we are. New theme song for the new year. It's Bye Bye Man themed. Take it away. Hey, welcome back. I want to say thanks to the Bye Bye Man for sponsoring tonight's show. You're gonna go bye if you're gonna go bye bye. I wanted to start this show off tonight. I thought it would be important to let everyone at home just know basically where Mega 64 stands. I think it's important to know. In the new year, we're starting a new slate. Where does Mega 64 stand?
Yeah.
In previous years, I believe it was at PAX. We were on our way to, I think it was, there was a party we were going to, and we were on our way there, and Eric said, yeah, so where is this? Where are we going? And Derek responded, car.
That wasn't at PAX.
Oh, where was it?
We were filming.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was maybe my memory serves me differently. I thought we were filming what was it? Oregon Trail. And we were vacating. We were going to go to a new location from it. And Eric was asking, where are we going next?
Yeah. I
Oh.
think
But
you're
my answer was a more immediate location, which was
car.
car.
And I think what you're
Car.
thinking of, Rocco, is when we were at PAX and I asked, where are we going to go eat? And then, where are we going to go get? And then Derek said, food.
Well, no, I'm thinking of actually, it was during PAX.
Succinct.
Curse was having a party, and
Yeah.
I didn't know what Curse was, and I
Yeah.
said, "What's the Curse party?" And he said, "Party." That's what I'm thinking of.
Probably.
Okay, so that's where we were. That's the past. That's the hey.
And
That's the
just to
past.
be
Be
clear,
if you have a question, ask Derek.
That's the past.
Look,
He's
if you
concise.
want to, listen, some people will give you, oh, this is my idea. I have a plan with no. Where are we actually going? The party.
So that's the, but that's the past.
Okay.
That's the
Food,
past.
car.
This year, Christmas came on the way to the new year, and this is kind of exciting. Sean got a dog. Is that okay to say that? Right?
You can say that.
Sean got a new dog.
Wow. Okay. More responsibility.
Spoiler. I asked, what kind of dog do you get? And Sean went, small. So that's where we're at in Mega 64 right now. I just wanted to let everyone know the score, kind of let you know both sides. Mm-hmm. That's small. Where we're at right now.
What's your dog's name?
Ray.
Like, Brown Man Gaming?
No. Like
not
Star
Ray
Wars.
Navarez? No?
Oh,
no.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh.
Emma got to pick the first name.
Yeah.
Ben got to pick the middle name. That's what he wanted.
All right.
Uh-huh. And so...
He wanted the middle name?
Yeah. That's Beckett.
What's
you.
The middle name?
Skywalker.
Doggy Baby Water with Dave.
But Rocco says that...
yeah.
Rocco said that we...
Wow.
Rocco said, you jumped the gun. You can't... Ray Skywalker is, I mean, she's not my, who knows? She maybe should Palpatine.
When you find
maybe
out,
she's a Solo.
When you find out Ray is not a Skywalker in
right.
months, Beckett is going
to
feel like.
To which,
a,
what I do.
Feel like so dumb.
To which I told Rocco, the first name is irrelevant. The Skywalker was going to be the middle name for Beckett regardless. It was almost Scout yeah. Skywalker, so it doesn't really matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
To Kill a Mockingbird there. Scouts Scout.
It's
like
a,
that.
It's
what's
a
last
dog?
Name?
Chatfield.
Nice.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Skywalker Chatfield.
Classic name.
Does it have Converse yet or no?
Converse?
Vans, whatever you guys wear. I don't know.
What?
I think you're confused.
Why would you give a dog
shoes? It's a dog, Brian.
Are you implying the family has a preferred footwear brand?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is that your implication?
Well, dogs don't wear shoes, Brian.
Yeah.
They don't have feet.
I can say that I've definitely seen dogs with sneakers on.
Dogs don't even have feet. They have paws.
Mm-hmm.
One of those rugged outdoor type dogs that goes like hiking with his master.
Oh,
they put little booties on
You know, the only thing I would approve of is if they made those rubber toe socks for dogs.
Dude.
You know, like,
yeah.
The Marines D-dog. Wear when they don't want to slip on stuff. Yeah, because that's basically D-Dog. Yeah.
In Metal Gear, he's got kind of booties in his sneaking suit.
You know that scene from No Country for Old Men where the dog is chasing him?
Yeah.
Imagine if that dog had rubber toes.
He would run three times as fast. You guys are all making fun of
the
me.
The dog would have got it.
We're getting all of Sean's dogs some Vans.
Yeah. All of my dogs.
They'll run real fast.
Get them Jedi shoes.
Yeah. That kind of shit.
Classic Jedi.
Skywalker.
Footwear.
That's cool, dude.
What do Jedis wear? Like moccasins? I don't even look at their feet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, me neither. What do they wear?
What do they wear?
They should
I
go barefoot.
Like, I think they wear boots.
They wear stupid little socks. Yeah,
Stormtroopers got like Keds. They got like shitty Keds.
Yes,
they
wear shitty has little boots that go high. Yeah. What the fuck does
Jedis
wear?
I know the answer because I'm a Star Wars fan.
Are always covering them.
Oh, tattoo. They wear black Uggs.
Black Uggs.
I was ready.
They wear black Uggs.
The sheep wool inside.
Yeah,
like Tom's.
With the sheep wool. Yeah,
Tom's. Yeah, I was ready for a mind blower. Like I'd turn it on and like, oh, they are barefoot.
It's
like when you're like 19 and you realize your balls all like move.
Yeah.
It's like I've had these 19 years and you didn't know that.
Oh, you see them kind of rise
like,
around.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah,
exactly. I've been watching Star Wars.
Just like that.
I've been watching Star Wars that long.
When you find out
knew.
Your balls move, there's this moment of, well, what have they been up to all these years?
Yeah.
It's like
just like pulsate. It's like they look like fucking cell like
alien
like
eggs.
I didn't know they were communicating down there. Like,
yeah, xenomorphs live inside your testes there.
Crazy.
They look it's like fucking Majin Buu's eggs.
Yucca pucka.
Getting social.
Barf that out.
It's like when you're playing Civilization 5 and you suddenly discover there's a huge civilization right next door you didn't know about. It's like, wow, there's stuff going on I didn't even know about.
Whole new world.
Jasmine!
Anyway, I want to say thanks to the Bye Bye Man for keeping this show afloat.
Yeah.
Check out, here's a scene from the Bye Bye Man.
What happened?
Welcome back. All right, that man.
So
I'm ready to see
that. That was good.
Yeah. Insert, download Bye Bye Man from our secret link.
They already gave it to us.
Yeah.
I got it. I have it all
ready.
Screener. Locked and loaded.
Yeah. And put in the scariest scene from the movie.
It's Emmy season. We got screeners.
Because our fans deserve the goods, all right? If you're watching this, you get the scariest scene from Bye Bye Man.
Anyway, a lot has happened that we haven't gotten to talk about.
Yeah, it's true.
We put out a video. We do that sometimes. We put out a video on New Year's Eve. We made it seem like it wasn't going to come out. But guess what?
Tricked
it did. We tricked everyone again.
We fooled the world.
Not one person was onto us.
We're the smartest men in the room.
Not one person.
Yeah,
everyone was. And when I say the room, I mean the whole world.
I got to hand it to you guys. Pull the wool over my eyes.
I thought, right. We were going to do it. Boom.
I didn't expect
New Year's Eve. Buy my corn on eBay in the chat says they don't have pulsating balls. You need to see a doctor.
It must be cold where you live. Warm them up.
Exactly. It's freezing. Todd and Aaron 2016 Game Awards came out on New Year's Eve. The boys are back giving you their best awards. Just one after another. Celebrating what may have been the best year ever in their lifetime.
If in Todd and Aaron's world, it was the best year ever. Because they got rid of all the bad celebrities that Todd and Aaron wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get mad at us for the stuff that's in Todd and Aaron.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like I need to remind everybody that's Todd and Aaron's opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Those don't reflect our opinions.
Right.
Yeah. They are
anti-heroes.
We all know a Todd and Aaron out there.
The literal like thing with them is that the opposite of everything they say.
Right.
You know, it's like there were a couple jokes like I got a lot of like I took a lot of heat on
yeah,
with this.
What?
Crazy.
But it's like I don't know, these guys said Muammar Gaddafi was like the greatest guy on earth.
We like ISIS, but we're glad David Bowie died.
Last year's video, they loved my character loved ISIS.
You don't even need to go that deep. They set the stage by voting John Madden Football the greatest game every year for like 14 years in a row. I mean,
they got blinders on.
That's our invitation to let you in on the joke.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, new Todd and Aaron came out. Maybe the most, I say this because it was maybe the most offensive Todd and Aaron we've done.
We don't even set out to like do that, to be like that, but it was just
it just
worked out.
You know,
big
it was
targets
just,
in 2016.
You know what it is that the year made so many people feel beat up and sad that they couldn't.
It was a rough year.
They weren't ready for us to sprinkle on the humor.
I honestly understand and I sympathize because so much shit sucked this year that touching any of it was like.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So I get it. I totally get it. But you know, whatever. Muhammad Ali, okay.
You know what? It's God. We
Todd
and Aaron is here to cauterize the wound, okay? We hold the torch to the open, bloody wound, and we just seal it back up.
Yeah.
It hurts, but it's for the best.
You know why I feel nothing wrong? You know, we make a lot of jokes about people who died in it, and why I feel no remorse about any of it is
let them know, yeah.
Is Muhammad Ali's legacy in any way fragile enough that my dumbass, stupid ass, shitty ass joke in any way impacted it?
No.
Not at all.
No.
That man is a hero. He went out a hero. Why in any way does this dumbass guy playing a dumbass character affect that in any way?
Oh, man.
But also, there are people out there who don't know who Muhammad Ali is. And they will only know him from our video. And that is kind of funny.
I'm laughing.
Very funny. Yeah.
I'm going to say it's split a few more people found out about him through our video.
But,
I love roasts.
He's lucky we featured him.
I love roast jokes and like roast battle, like roast style humor.
Yeah.
So that like eviscerating take, like the punch on, I mean, no pun intended, on the champ there, Ali, was so fucking... Just well written and well crafted.
Right, man, knocked him right out.
It was a well crafted joke and
anyway,
always gets me.
Yeah, so that's just anyway. That's just in general, not just like,
kudos
all
to
of
them.
That's how it felt. So,
where do we go from here?
I don't know.
And it was what was crazy though is that we made that, we put it together, and then within within 2 days of that, Carrie Fisher passed away.
Yeah,
George Michael.
And
for a split second, we were like, do we add on to this? Like,
I thought you were going
like,
to.
Oh my god! Like when is it safe to end this video? You know, but,
never.
Ironically enough, somehow the saddest death of it that happened last year for me was Carrie Fisher, just because that was so.
Yeah.
You know, again, like Gene Wilder meant the world to me, but he had retired. He had lived such a long life. It was okay, you know. But Carrie Fisher, there was just something like, I don't know, there was something really like, oh man, about that, you know. Not that we wouldn't have made a joke about it in the video had that happened, but you know what I'm saying.
I do think it's cool she gets to go out on seeing this revival of Star Wars.
Yeah, imagine that hadn't happened.
Just with Disney taking it over from its kind of stale, like, last 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
She got to be a part of that, too.
Yeah, if she would have died 10 years ago, it would kind of like, remember how she went crazy?
She still has... a movie coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
And it will be the biggest thing ever.
That's going to be a tearjerker, that scene. There's going to be some scene that they play up the audience knowing that she's no longer
around.
Oh, that
John Williams music is going to come in with her theme?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm going to cry in advance.
Dude, I got teared up on the Star Wars Galaxy meetup.
Now,
did you see that?
You know what? No. Oh, go ahead.
There was an online game called Star Wars Galaxies, if you guys remember. I think it's still going on, or it's a more recent one, but I think it's the old one still going on. Yeah. Someone made a character that was basically like as close as they could get it to Princess Leia Organa, and then dressed her up in the same clothes, and then went to like a place where everyone that still plays this game, which at this point it's got to be the hardcores of the hardcore, because it's like 15 years old or something.
The hardest of the core.
And then all these people, like hundreds and hundreds, there's footage of people streamed, and hundreds of people came and like set off fireworks and did dancing emotes and shit in front of her. Hey. You know, like typical World of Warcraft-esque tribute shit. It was like that theme, that Leia theme was played.
When nerds get sad, shit gets weird.
The guy that edited the video, he played that music and it just like, oh God, I got a little teary-eyed.
Well, I was going to say there is one thing to remember, make it less sad.
Yeah.
She could still be in every Star Wars movie forever. Because they just proved, you know, Star Wars can defy the grave.
Did you hear their statement on that?
I heard they're not going to.
Star Wars officially put out a statement because that's been everywhere. That article's been everywhere. Oh, they're already working on it. They're already working on it. They came out and they were like, we are not going to do that. Like
fake news.
StarWars.com.
I don't believe it.
Oh, fake site.
Fake news. I don't believe it.
Fake site.
They say it. Yeah, no good. Rubbish. They say that now in 5 years,
wait.
You're going to get the Princess Leia movie.
Dude, and in 50 years.
And Tupac's going to be in it too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. When they reboot the whole franchise, you know.
Yeah, reboot.
Exactly.
Like they, 50 years from now, Monsanto's going to make
technology
Star Wars
now,
over again.
And they're not going to lose the technology.
We're going to get hologram Star Wars.
I'm sorry.
What?
Monsanto?
Yeah, Monsanto.
Yeah. Did I? Oh, I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, you let the cat out of the bag, and they can't handle the truth.
Uh-uh.
Monsanto is in with Disney, and they're in tight. Okay, they're spooning in the bed naked, and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay,
but Garrett's right. Open. That statement is all well and good.
Who
now.
Knows what the fuck's gonna happen with Star Wars?
As time goes on, there'll be a point where they're like, it's been long enough. Let's make a tribute to her and put her in a movie.
Mm. Yeah. Remember how you guys busted my balls with Kurt Cobain in Guitar Hero?
Yeah, that's the best.
It's like, you know, they'll make the puppets dance in digital space.
Yeah, honestly,
yeah. I think the thing with them announcing that was just more the fact that these new movies are coming out right now and too soon.
And they're saying like, we're not going to do that right
50
now.
50 years
from now. Yeah,
yeah. But it is damage control for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If Tarkin, the guy who played Tarkin, famous British actor whose name is escaping
Peter Mayhew.
No. That's Chewbacca.
No.
Ian McKellen.
Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing, yes.
Had died yesterday, they wouldn't do it tomorrow either. But
thank you. Yeah. IMDb'd it.
Peter Mayhem.
IMDb'd it.
Peter Mayhem. My favorite adult film. Anyway. Anyway, is there anything about Todd and Aaron? Anything else?
No.
No, it was a good video.
It stinks.
Good video.
Hey, it sucks.
Wait, I'm going to actually, there's one more thing.
There's a guy at the end who shouldn't be in
it. Rocco and I are going through the cemetery at the end, that is not a cemetery. That is a children's park.
Yeah, which is worse, because their dicks were out, you thought, in a cemetery.
But,
thank you for mentioning that, Sean. You're there
welcome.
Were kids everywhere.
No, that's weird. That's a weird thing to do, to have that.
They moved the cemetery, but left tombstones there as a like tribute.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Yeah.
What a tribute.
In San Diego, there is a park, just a regular park, but 100 years ago, it was a cemetery, and so they have a small section of the park that still has some original headstones standing in it. So it's a good place to film a cemetery that doesn't actually have ghosts or
people,
zombies.
Or people mourning loved ones.
Yeah, or any of that
werewolves.
Shit. Yeah. So we were filming it there. But in the video, your guys' dicks aren't actually out.
Well,
mine was.
Those were CGI dicks. Those were VFX.
They were dictional.
VFX cocks that we added. And so it raised the question of like, how much do we blur these? Because at a certain point, it starts to look super real.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's like, well, they're not real.
Yeah,
there's actually no penises there.
Well,
but now it's starting to look like there's a penis there, so we should make it look more censored to make it look like there's less of a penis that's not actually there. I don't know. Gets into a philosophical debate about penises.
Skeletons started to pop up, and I was yelling, "They didn't move the bodies! They didn't move the bodies!"
You know, there's probably like that button you can hit on YouTube, like you just hit 9 over and over again, like right when the dicks touch, the sparks will fly kind of thing. And then you can just check and see really your handiwork with the VFX.
Oh, that's right. Some people
it's gotta be a number.
Some people thought that they were wearing dildos, I saw in the comments.
Like strapping them on.
No, but they were actually digitally puppeted to flop around. So
good. You did good.
The best shot is actually Sean jumps up and down and put it in slow motion and you'll see like a digital flopping
trunk
dick in the wind. Yeah, like elephant trunk.
That's cool.
Dicks in the wind. Good rest dick, in peace, Diana.
Good dick physics.
That was the last thing to say about Todd and Aaron. I had to get that in.
You guys got good dick physics.
We had a little, you know, Christmas break or whatever, but when we came back, we went straight to TayoCon in Arizona. I want to say thank you to everybody who came to that.
Yeah.
I had such a good time.
That was a great weekend.
It was a lot of fun.
At that show. And we did some panels. We
did two panels. We attended a lot of... We attend a lot of other people's panels.
There was a shocking number of 18 and up panels at this convention.
I didn't go to any of those.
You want
to
know how many there were?
I didn't go to any.
I counted how many there were total.
How many were there?
22.
Yeah,
22.
Like, I feel like Anime Expo, as big as it is, has like 3.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now,
they had 22.
I ain't saying that's a bad thing. I mean, shouts out to the freaks in Arizona.
Yeah.
They get down.
Arizona, I realize, I didn't know this, is the freakiest, kinkiest, raunchiest, most sexed up state of the union.
Didn't handle it.
I was told, like, Arizona is the sex toy capital of America.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Wasn't someone saying that Bad Dragon website works out of Arizona, out of Phoenix?
Yeah. That all those sites.
Those crazy impregnator egg laying thing website.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Oh, dude, do a search.
Dude, search.
You should look it up.
Searching for this podcast.
Crazy dragon impregnator thing.
Bad Dragon, baby.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay.
So they were incredible. So we went to some of these panels. So we made some pit stops along the way. By the way, I just want to point out real quick, I did get the best shirt I've ever bought at any convention.
Oh, yeah.
I want to point it out here.
What's it say there?
It's got a classic rose. Oh. And, it, you know, all you Bebop fans out there, see you later, ... Space Cowboy, which is not the correct quote. It's actually wrong. It's see a space cowboy. Ooh. So they added some words to it. I kind of like that. I got another shirt too that says it's an anime thing you don't want to understand.
That's good. You had
you
some
don't want to understand.
They didn't have it in Eric's size, so I got it for myself.
Good purchases.
Yeah, Rocco made some good purchases at TayoCon. We did a couple of panels at TayoCon. We also had the honor of hosting the TayoCon Masquerade Ball competition.
Sean's making it seem like it's not an honor.
It was an honor.
Was it stressful for you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
No.
So, if you've never been to a masquerade,
I had never been.
Sean, you actually ever been to one? I'd seen them online.
I've never actually been to one.
So, it's a costume contest essentially for cosplayers, but it's more than just a costume contest. It's a performance art contest. We did Battle of the Bands in high school where we would lip sync and come up with a dance routine to songs. And it was similar to that.
Yeah.
So we were introducing all the acts, doing a little bit of commentary in between. And then when the judges went to deliberate for what was supposed to be 15, 20 minutes, we were supposed to fill time on stage.
Yeah, we covered.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What did you think of the experience?
Well, first off, they hand me my binder of like...
Boner.
Yeah. Probably like 20 minutes before we have to introduce these contestants. And so we'll split it. Like, you'll do one, I'll do one, I'll do one. Okay, it's fine. Well,
there were 35 contestants.
Right. So, well, you know, I'll do 10 people, whatever.
Yeah.
So we kind of mark down who we're going to do. And then I'm like, look at these names. It's like, I can't pronounce any of this.
They were all Japanese anime
every
characters.
Every anime character, so like, I can't fucking.
It's all Love Live characters.
What the hell? So thank God our friend Duke was there who like knows how to pronounce. So I was spelling things phonetically, like trying to like.
That was actually really funny, because they gave us these binders and they said, We're not sure if any of this information is correct, so you need to double check this.
Yeah! Yeah.
All nice. Of the contestants. Yeah.
So here's awesome. This is the thing.
Way to make some kids nervous.
So it's people like me and Sean going up to these people being like, is your name? And then we're just pronouncing these anime characters' names, and they're getting really upset because they take this shit super seriously. They should take it seriously. It's competition.
Right.
And they automatically think that we're going to fuck it all up.
So here's the thing is I was kind of like, yeah, I'll do this. I'll be happy to help. Whatever you guys need. And then I got the binder. I got a little bit like, okay, this maybe this is I got myself into something that I'm not ready for here. And then I talked to the contestants, and they were like on the brink of tears when I started saying their character name.
Because he was watching their
because and I'm like, and like I've worked on my costume for a year, and I practiced this routine for 6 months, and I really need you to get this right. Okay, well I'm gonna try my best. It will be fine. I promise you'll be fine. And in my head, I'm like. You're fucked. Like
and so that was Sean. I was the other end of the spectrum. I'm like, I know how to pronounce all this shit. I'm good.
Dude.
And then we're about to go on, and I'm like, you know, I've never watched this particular show. Now that I see it on all the time online, but I've never vocalized it. And I went to 5 different people backstage. How do you pronounce this show? Code gay ass. Oh, gay ass? Yes.
Yeah, code gay ass. How is this spelled?
Yes. G-E-A-S-S. Geese? Code gay ass. Yes. Code gay ass. That's how you say it? Yes. Code gay ass. Great. Go up on stage. This next scene from Code Gay Ass. Why is everybody fucking laughing?
By the way, this is the main event of the entire convention.
No. Yeah. It's packed house.
Let me just say, they had a special place for all their panels. They had 6 different panel rooms. They combined them all into one room for this event.
Yes.
This is the main event.
Everyone is laughing. I walked off stage. The rest of the night was people backstage like, oh, I'm nervous about that. Hey, the guy said code gay ass a minute ago. Can't get worse than that.
We mispronounced everything.
It was only, I seriously ran that by so many people, and it was only after they were like, now you know it's like gyos, right? No, I don't, because you didn't
tell
say
them
that.
Now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was so pissed about that.
Go ahead.
During the setup, when you were, you know, Sean and Derek, you guys were asking the
contestants,
you know, what their number was. How do you pronounce it? Is this the thing? You want to make any changes? I'm looking at Rocco, and he's just kind of off to the side, and I go, hey, buddy, you want to meet up with any of your contestants and go over anything? And I think your reply was, nah, I'm gonna wing it.
By the end, I did.
Because of that making me uncertain,
the chaos. But the chaos thing, fuck you. You should have winged it.
There was a girl crying looking for you.
We mispronounced a couple of things, but for the most part, we kept it running really, really well.
Super.
Those moments were funny, but for the most part, it went great.
I said Naruto wrong. The crowd corrected me, and I said that they were wrong. You know, it was like,
it was. Did you call it Natura?
I don't know what I fucking said.
No, it was funny. It was super good.
Rocco had this great joke of whenever there was a family friendly thing, he'd come out. All right, we're gonna keep the family friendly theme going, and then he'd introduce the most heinous. Yeah.
This next scene is from Bloodborne. They did a scene from Star Wars. Someone did, and then I came out. All right, in keeping with intergalactic space travel, here's Love Live with just something whatever. I loved setting the crowd up for
the crowd didn't respond pretty well. So
it was a good crowd. It was fun.
It was it was fun to do that part, and then the judges left to go deliberate their shit. Man.
We had prepared because we knew they were going to go for 20 minutes is what they told us. So we prepared a couple party games to play with the crowd.
Yeah, this will be fun. Just, keep them interactive, whatever. Yeah. So they were gone for 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
So it's a packed house, and 45 minutes is like, I mean, at this point.
20 minutes in, Sean's sweating.
Sean left the stage at one point.
He found an amateur move, if I do say so myself.
This is brilliant.
Super smart.
We were playing Truth or Dare with the crowd because we were losing them. So Truth or Dare. And the kid said, Dare said, cool, you can take over me. And so he took the microphone on stage and I just left. And so I was just out of the...
He dared him to take over.
Yeah, I dared him to do my job.
Now do you think that was a great decision?
Yeah.
Sold on that?
Okay. Yeah, just to reiterate.
So smart.
Way to go, man.
Sean dared somebody from the crowd to take over his job for him and left for about 20 minutes.
But legitimately, when we did that, I thought you guys were going to come with me.
I thought we were just going to leave this kid. I mean, I wasn't going to do this whole time. I thought we were going to leave this kid by himself.
I was the host of the show, so yeah, I stayed.
I thought this kid was going to make sure nothing
awkward happened.
I didn't just you're trusting with the responsibility.
Yeah. You know what? I love it. You're irreplaceable. Way to go, man. That kid just walked in off the street and did what you do.
So that kid was not as good as me.
At one point, I ran off the stage. In the middle of vamping, I ran off stage, and I ran backstage to look for the judges. They were fucking nowhere.
Yeah,
they were
building.
Nowhere to be found. We found out they went to a different building. Sean went backstage to look for them, too.
I couldn't find them.
We were like, you ever felt like you were lost at sea?
Yeah. I want to point out that Derek and Sean came up with, hey, we got party games we're going to go into. I didn't know what they were, but they were like, these will be good. Okay, well, whatever. And I was just rolling with it. My idea, I thought it'd be cool to do football trivia with the crowd.
It worked out.
And so they ran out. The party games, yeah, it was good, but after 10 minutes, they were over.
Right.
So that was when I shined, and I came up with the best football trivia. Who kicked the most field goals, you know, at a Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah, everybody hated that.
Yeah, when I gave the mic to that kid, I was looking for the judges. But we pulled people out from the crowd and like we danced with them and had a dance contest. We just like were doing anything we could possibly think of.
Yeah,
we were good.
Man, we did that too. We did so much
dance contest.
It was like a third panel that was nonstop performance.
You guys delivered where the audience was calling for a dance contest and you guys delivered a dance contest.
Yeah, like, you really brought the show. Went into the audience and picked two girls that were completely trained in dance, and I found the biggest dude dressed as Deadpool. And
he had some moves.
And it worked out.
Derek won.
Well, Derek did, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, I don't know. We didn't film it, but some people, I think, in the chat might be saying this is on YouTube.
I've seen that on YouTube.
You may be able to track it down. It's not a part of our channel, you know, but look up TitleCon Masquerade.
So that was a masquerade. That it was.
We did get told later.
Yeah.
We were the greatest masquerade hosts that the audience had ever seen.
Yeah.
Individually, people had come up and they said, I go to masquerades all the time, and the hosts are always the worst part. And you guys were awesome.
So
to everybody there who appreciated us, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And the whole masquerade itself, I was waiting in the wings and kind of helping out with that. It went so smoothly, and it was so well received, the whole masquerade. Even with the 45 minutes of vamping, I think it all went super well.
I liked it. He didn't like it.
I liked it.
I was stressed.
But
was
the stress on Sean made it funny because the audience could tell you were stressed.
Oh, yeah, they could. But that's okay.
Yeah.
it was a lot of fun.
It was good.
Now, the other fun thing about the con was, again, so they have all these 18 and up panels, all these risky panels. It was really fun popping in to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And there was one, there was one called Can You Fap to This?
I missed out on this one.
I don't know what was going on. It was just a lot of people like yelling at each other.
Really?
We walked into it and it was, I remember, there was a screen at the front of the room connected to somebody's laptop. But it was just a bunch of files listed there. There were no images, and they went...
File names.
We came in towards the end of the panel, and I think somebody just went, all right, okay, so who films themselves jerking off?
And no one wanted to say anything.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Arizona's fucking cool, Eric.
No, and then two people raised their hands, and they're like, oh, you do? Why? And then they just asked them why, and that was like the conversation, and they're like, all right, well, that's the end of our panel.
Yeah.
We caught the very end of it.
So that was that. That was over. And then we went to, then there was a panel called
Anime Moms.
Anime Moms.
Oh, yeah. It was
and Experience Counts.
I think they just wanted to talk about hot anime moms. But the host of the panel did not show up. So some guy took it over.
Which,
and it was
God bless you, sir.
It was all men, and it was just kind of sitting around going, yeah, so I'm trying to think.
Who's got
a mom? Bulma, became a mom, and she was pretty.
Yeah. Technically.
Ooh, Ash's mom.
Ooh. Yeah,
Ash's mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Professor Oak. Fanfic where they get to get you to read that.
Send me a link. Yeah. Yeah. Send me a link.
So it was kind of just
Shinji's
like
mom.
It was kind of like, what do we do? Ooh. I brought up there was Yui. The mom in Go Danner was the first thing I thought of, and I brought it up.
Yeah,
and they were like,
he participated.
I participated, and everyone there was like, who's that? out. I'm done.
Yeah, you don't know Go Dan or Go
left
help.
That left that panel.
They looked at him like he was fucking pranking them. They all just turned to him like,
yeah, they look like I was making fun of them.
Well, I mean, this is the guy who said code gay ass.
I was trying to convince yeah, by that. Their recommendation.
This is
yeah.
before that.
So anyway, so that was that. And then we went to another one. The most interesting panel. There was one where people were just getting in front of the room.
Oh, this piqued my interest.
This was,
there was
the good
one where people were just getting in front of the room to talk about their fetish or whatever yeah. they were into.
This panel was called the Iphilia panel.
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember That's all the supportive. Names. I got yes. I got a mind for supportive. Names.
We remember the names of each person, so we're going to say them now. No. I actually don't.
And their fetishes.
But it was interesting.
Like AA.
Because it was funny at first, but then it was like, no, I seek to know more. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, someone gets up, hey, yeah, I have a thing for like woman, like spider women. What?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like half woman, half spider. Like that's like a hot thing to me.
Yeah.
And then, it, you know, you want to go, but then it's like, okay, is it more the female side or the spider side? No, I just like that they could like trap you in a web. Okay. So, sorry, can I ask another question? Yeah. Two eyes or eight eyes? They gotta have eight eyes.
Oh,
okay, see, that's interesting. Have you seen Black Arachnia in Beast Wars? Like, does that do? She's too human. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
you know, it just became.
Too human, not spider.
It just became. It's like I actually want to know. You know, and so people would just say stuff that was like, but then there's like someone in the crowd yelling. Like, it was a pretty together group of people. Like people who were actually together. Like taking their turn,
yeah.
and asking questions, and then like. One or two people that couldn't help but yell shit out, and it was like, you're making this
And then
really
there was the Eric Bedore moment.
I wasn't fucking.
We're going to talk about it's your
a
fetish.
It was a Bedore moment.
It nice. Was the moment.
You already said it. It's women's fighters.
No, it was. Oh, okay. Of all the moments, it was the moment I most wish you were there for because.
Yeah.
You would have not been able to remain silent.
Yeah. You would have been out yeah. of your skin.
Oh, all my people, God. Yeah.
This guy, after we were there for a long time, like an hour. It was going on for a long time. And after a while, this guy, I guess he just got frustrated. He cut through it. And he's like,
He'd been mouthing off the whole time.
The whole night. He was just yelling shit out.
Trying to contribute stuff. And then finally, he just cut through it. And he's like, all right, you know what? I just need to get to the point. Can we have a show of hands? Is anybody going to bring up scat play?
Who's into scat?
What the
fuck? Yeah. Anybody?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Eric. Exactly.
Eric.
So much assumed there.
Relatively.
And we were talking about thinking.
Exactly.
So much assumed.
It is like, I'm tired of waiting. Why are we beating around the bush?
Yeah. He could not wait to get it out.
Look, it's been an hour. It's time for the main event.
Yeah.
Someone else
hey, let's
burned.
Cut the shit. I mean, let's yeah. get to
and,
the shit.
And nobody, no hands went up. So it was like, okay. And he must have been joking. He went, all right, well, y'all are too weird for me then. Yeah. And he got up and he walked.
He stormed out. He stormed out.
Right. Yes.
Also,
he took about five people with him.
Yeah. I was going to say, that guy cleared half the room out.
They went to Which, take his shit. And
nice.
Check it out.
Yeah, hey, that like, crew dude. That cleared out and him and whatever, yeah. it made it a better
yeah,
environment.
Because after they all left, it was like, the adults can talk now.
Okay, yeah.
And it became interesting. Yeah. It was really like, you know, a guy was talking about like he had a thing, like he got turned on by the rocket going to the moon or something. Like,
oh,
so no, it was real.
People
but it
were
was
doing like stand up.
But hey, it was like
3, 2, 1 blast off.
But hey, it was like honestly, like tell me more. Like I want to know what is that.
It became like an open mic night.
What were the other ones? I want to know what the other ones were.
It was it was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know these anime kids are all into that rope bondage.
It ranged from everything from actual fetishes to sex acts.
Hentai.
To the types of anime that really turns you on. The strangest anime that turns you on. To just strange things that turn you on in general. It ran the gamut of all of it.
Yeah. So it was interesting.
It was good.
Someone kept wanting to get into shit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't
want to
go there.
Quit trying to make shit happen.
It started, honestly, it was kind of like we were laughing like, yo, let's go and hear all the weird shit. And by the end of it, yeah, like you said, it was just like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it was
interesting
like
discussion.
That sounds cool.
Interesting discussion. So not even, actually, so TayoCon was a lot of fun, a little bit weird.
In a good way.
In a good way.
You know how they like keep Austin weird?
That was one of the best times I've caught
Austin ain't weird enough for me.
You know what? You're fucking right.
It's not fucking weird enough for me.
Austin is not weird at all.
But fucking Tyokon?
Arizona's weird.
That Austin
weirded
is like,
me right the fuck out.
Ooh, there's a UFO on top of this building. Yeah. Tyokon is like, have you ever tied yourself to a cow and been dragged around while somebody has sex with you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, tell me more.
Well,
no,
yeah, exactly.
I haven't, but I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said, Rocco saying gay ass is their fetish.
Gay ass.
Stop. Nah, that's fucking headphones when I make that.
People just came when you
that
did
that. That was for Eric. Eric is the one who said it.
And then non-sex related stuff at Tyokon.
Yeah. Dude. Can't think of any. No.
Teddy Lloyd was there.
Yeah.
That was cool.
What?
DJ.
Oh, yeah. Teddy Lloyd was amazing.
That was a huge surprise. Having been a big fan of all the Studio Kara animation, I didn't watch Panty and Stocking, so that Me music video is what I saw him in, and that was maybe my favorite of that whole release.
Yeah, the famous anime short Me, he did the music for that.
Oh.
He was there at the show.
That blew me away.
I didn't realize until he played that he did the music for Panty and Stocking, like their transformation music and all that was him. And so, yeah, he played, and it was like, holy shit, he did all this? It was awesome. And
apparently, he's a big Mega 64 fan.
He knew Mega 64.
Really?
Yeah. So he came.
Like, he saw us, and his translator was like, he, like really likes your videos.
He wants to say hello. DJ, like, a very, I mean, this set that he DJed probably was, like, what, 30 people there? Like, it was really
small. Yeah,
it was a private thing.
But afterwards, he came and asked, like, was that okay? Was that good? Like, he asked our opinion and approval on it. It was awesome.
Hey,
was
really every cool. time I bumped into him that weekend, he was, like, super happy. How you doing? Hey, how's it
high
going? Like, he, I think, really does watch Mega 64 videos, honestly, and was excited to see us.
He's got it. We got it. He's got
a collab.
He should do music version 4.
Oh, my God.
We need him.
We got to get Teddy Lloyd on that.
Mm-hmm.
We should have kind of cornered him there.
Kidnapped him. Brought him
in. You don't need to go home yet.
You could drive from
Arizona
to San Diego.
Here's my MacBook. I got GarageBand. Give me something, you know?
Nice.
I got all the acoustic loops.
Do some samples.
I got like a Korg box in my garage. We could
bang it out.
Yeah.
Come on. But anyway, super cool guy. Super cool guy. Really, really cool. We saw, Lotus Juice was there. All the guests were cool.
Tyokon.
Everyone that ran
was great.
It was so much fun. Super well ran.
We may return. We may return. So if you're in Arizona or the Arizona area, check it out.
Yeah.
You missed a good time. Hey, speaking of badass concerts.
Yeah.
Mm. We uploaded one to our Patreon. Exclusive clip of Buckwheat Groats performing at Game Days is available right now, along with a new episode of Friend Dimension.
Just if you check your Patreon, if you follow us on Patreon, if you patronize us on Patreon, you can go right now and see a new Friend Dimension where we play a little Phantom Pain together. That's there, and the Buckwheat concert.
More importantly,
all that there. Yes,
the Buckwheat Groats concert.
Buckwheat is. You have to see that.
I couldn't find a Buckwheat Groats concert on YouTube at all.
Nope.
So I guess we have the lone copy of that.
Well, and it's a full concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And you know what? It was funny when they showed up. The schedule got a little bit mixed up, and they had to go on early, like 11 a.m. or so, which is pretty early for a concert, especially a very abrasive, very offensive
hip-hop concert.
Curse word-laden rap concert.
Yeah.
And so the audience, they were just waking up with their Starbucks. I felt like they couldn't help but be sucked into the comedy, because by the last song, I felt like everybody wanted more. They finally got warmed up, and they were laughing really. It was a super funny show.
Yeah.
Check it out. If you are signed up on Patreon, check that out. Also,
people are asking, if you sign up for the Patreon, will you be able to see old Friend Dimension episodes? Yeah, they're all there. If you even give a dollar, you can see them all.
It's $1. Yeah. It's literally the cheapest we can make it.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
And tonight, we should say, is the cutoff. Tonight at midnight.
Sunday night. At whatever the date, January 15th, is that what it is?
Yeah.
As of tonight.
If you want to bump up, if you're already a patron, but you've seen the cool stuff we've sent out in the past, we're preparing to wrap up and start preparing the next set of exclusive stuff we're going to send out. If you want to get in on that, make sure you sign up by tonight, by midnight. Tonight's the cutoff.
And start and fund from here on out to meet the minimum, and you can get
the maximum.
Special, damn. A special, yeah. In, yeah, exactly. You'll get a box of cool stuff from us.
Patreon.com/Mega64. I was just talking to you today. Like, did you ever hear feedback about, like, the enamel pins we made or whatever? And you basically said, like, yeah, everybody loved everything in the box, but they really wanted the scarf.
That was scarf was the hit. The scarf was the hit.
The scarf was the hit.
That was it. By the way, that was a surprise to us, too. I don't even know if we talked about it that much, but we'd never done scarves. I didn't know how they were going to turn out. Hopefully, you know,
people wanted
as good as they can be, I hope. But when we got, it was better than I expected.
Yeah, they were really
those
nice.
Those scarves are awesome. Like, yeah. I'm really, really happy about those.
We're not going to say what's in the next one. It's top secret, but we've been working on it, cooking it up.
Dude, bikini.
But it's going to be, it's going to be very nice. You're going to want to get in on it. So get in on it tonight.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
I was going to say that? Video games.
Well, no. We should thank our sponsors.
We got sponsors. Right? Okay.
We should take a moment. I want to thank our sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice, the greatest, most delectable soda drink you can ever lay your lips and tongue upon. That's right. Kickapoo Joy Juice is available where fine drinks are sold, namely drinkkickapoo.com. That's the only place you should be getting drinks.
Right, right.
Drinkkickapoo.com or go on Amazon and get yourself a case. The sweet, sugary deliciousness of Kickapoo can go down your gullet soon. Order today and follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter to get the latest updates on where the drink may be, because it can be all around you and you'd never even know.
They did a study. They did a study where they had these two plants, right? Two tomato trees.
Yeah.
And they gave one water and they gave the other one every flavor of Kickapoo mixed into what they called...
Ooh, a science experiment.
Yes. They called it a scientific super concoction.
Suicide.
The tomato tree that fed off the Kickapoo, not only was it bigger, stronger, better...
Yeah.
But the tomatoes were so juicy.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You wouldn't believe. There's a video of this guy biting in a tomato.
Oh, yeah.
And it fucking gushes all over
his
face.
That's my fetish.
Showered.
Biting in the juicy fruit.
Heats up his forehead.
Yeah, it's basically like the Kickapoo was in there. It was a beautiful
I see the seeds like spray out, that's what I'm into.
Like a pressurized
tomato. So if you want to have that magic happen to yourself, if you want to become... bigger, stronger, and juicier yourself.
Damn.
Get yourself a Kickapoo.
Get yourself a Kickapoo and go see the Bye Bye Man in theaters now. You can drink Kickapoo. If you drink Kickapoo through the whole movie, they never see the Bye Bye Man. They get say it's a multiple ending movie. They've never done that.
She's drinking
Kickapoo the whole time. The Bye Bye Man never shows up.
Way to be safe.
They see that they meet the Hello Man.
Yeah.
And he's generous.
Right.
But anyway, so check that out. I also want to thank the greatest sponsor we have.
Who?
I mean, next to Kickapoo, the greatest sponsor we have is you, the viewer. If everyone out there watching us on Twitch, hey, they have a thing now. We brought it up before, Twitch Prime. If you have Amazon Prime or plan to get it, you get you have a free Twitch subscription every month. And all you have to do is hit the subscribe button. And if it's linked to your Amazon account, you get a free subscription, meaning you get...
Not only that, this is kind of like a life hack. Essentially, you have access to our Twitch subscription for free.
Right.
Yeah. It's just already in your Amazon account.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just sitting there not being used.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you just got to re-up every
click
month.
It on us. Give us your Twitch Prime for the month. You know we deserve it more than these other schmucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brown Man Gaming.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Why?
Sorry,
why do you pick our one friend? Jesus.
Yeah, but you know what? I hate having friends.
It's not even a competition. It's just...
It's a collaboration.
You already
know. Stupid ass.
What? You already want to subscribe to this, but you don't... Thanks. It's fucking free. It's just sitting there, not being used.
So,
you're watching this right now.
The number,
you're looking at all this shit in the chat. You're like, I wish I had that. It's one click away.
I'm bringing it up because the numbers came in. Stocks are definitely up. That Twitch Prime thing did a great thing for our channel, and it helps us out quite a bit. So do it if you can. I also want to say, check out shop.mega64.com. We have so many great items. Hey, is there a snapback hat around here?
Can you grab one?
I feel really bad because we put out all these new items around the holidays, but the snapback hat, we didn't have like a picture of anybody wearing it. Like, I feel bad that people haven't seen it for themselves because it's such a great hat. I love our purple snap. Wrong one.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Kevin, that doesn't look purple to me.
It looks so good.
His colors are wrong.
Yeah,
but anyway, we have these snapbacks, but we also brought back at the start of the year, we brought back the long sleeve wizard shirts.
Right. One of my favorites.
And the masked man shirt. Bam.
All right.
The masked man shirt. There it is.
There Look we did good it. Knocked it out of the park, Kevin.
Boom. The masked man shirt is back in stock. And I think that's one of the best shirts ever.
Shirt. Yeah. So
go get any of our stuff on our online store, and it helps us out quite a bit. So
there
you go.
That looks nice on
good
you.
Shit.
Boom.
The purple adds to your aura. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Brings
out your eyes.
Okay,
royalty color, the purple.
Hey, video game stuff. There's some huge ass game stuff.
Name one.
That's right. Neck 2 is real. Nintendo did their big conference.
Yeah.
This week. The Switch, they came out. All cards are on the table. All the cards are on the table.
By the way, I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Good.
I found out at TayoCon, Switch is somebody who gets dominated.
Yep.
And is also submissive.
We did find that out.
They just changed it up.
Seemed well, everyone
was about there Nintendo.
And everyone seemed to
I
be
think it's a progressive move for Nintendo.
That's able to Switch.
Like now I know the reference. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, I think that's good you pointed that out. Now we know all the cards are on the table now.
Now for sure.
But anyway, they had this big conference. It was what I didn't expect. It was a keynote. Which I thought
they were done with.
I thought Nintendo had said goodbye to the keynote format. I thought, oh, we're going to get a Nintendo Direct and they're going to just tell us.
Yeah.
And then we get this Japanese keynote where timing is off on things and people are going, we're going to switch.
and
cut,
switch.
Cut. And, you know, no and shit. It was like, man, I thought Nintendo was brilliant for getting away from that.
Mm-hmm.
At first, when they did that, it was like, what are they doing? They're not going to have a keynote? But hey, the Nintendo Direct, they dominate that format. It's great. And I want to point out...
And they're submissive to it as well.
Yeah, Switch.
And I want to point out
that's great.
That all the people hosting, everyone hosting this keynote format, it was all the Japanese executives. And then when it went to, well, okay, now Reggie has something to say about the new Zelda. It went to this nice pre-recorded bit of him and Miyamoto and Aonuma, the director of Zelda. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the true creatives of the company said, no, this is what we do. I wonder if the keynote format was an order from the top. Maybe. Versus their wishes.
It was weird.
Because their part was polished and to the point.
Because they were being like, everyone was kind of dressed up for what they were talking about. The Splatoon guy and the Mario guy.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because it was like, oh no, just show me the game.
Yeah,
it was really bizarre.
Just show me the
my
game.
My favorite part was the English translators. They
trying to keep up.
Not just trying to keep up. They're like, they had no... One of them had absolutely no intention of making anything exciting sound exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, and there it is.
Yeah.
New.
Can you believe it?
New Mario Galaxy Odyssey.
Play the game today.
Mario Odyssey looks rad. I wish I could live in New Donk City.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I could be.
I love the name New Donk City. It sounds like a city full of prosthetic butts.
I saw a lot of complaints about that Mario Odyssey game.
What were they?
What I saw was they didn't like that Mario was not human.
That's hilarious. And that was my first question too. Why is Mario shorter than all the humans? Is he inhuman?
Well,
is he a little person?
Here's what I hear when you say that. You just said that short people aren't people. So shame on you for that.
Fuck.
Derek's words, not mine. Shame on him for
fuck
that.
You
those
said it, dude.
Were my words, not Rocco's.
But I agree. He's from the Mushroom Kingdom.
No, he's not. He's from New York.
I think that has all
that's
gone
that John Leguizamo shit.
You think
shit.
That there's like some lost level twist to his
I
origin
think
story?
Because then, guess what? Yoshi's Island. What happened? Storks delivered Mario the baby to
Mario.
Some like weird Mushroom Kingdom house. I think his backstory is
but
changed.
Baby Mario and Mario are not the same.
They are
the no same baby person. Mario is He exists at the same time as Mario.
They can race.
How can they be the same person?
He does.
They race each other in Mario Kart.
Maybe Baby Mario's Mario's son.
Yeah, I think he is.
Mario Jr.
Mario, you know Mario has sex with Peach, but they can't show that in Nintendo games. You know that happens.
That's the cake he's coming over to get.
Yeah, Baby Mario is, I never thought of that.
Baby Mario's the son of Mario.
They're doing Terminator stuff. That's not.
No. And Mario is from New York. And Mario, Baby Mario is from the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah,
probably.
That makes the most sense.
Okay. Well, crack the case.
So, yeah,
we all agree.
And Miyamoto worked on the Super Mario Brothers movie, which shows their backstory from New York.
Yeah.
Canon.
What if the impact of that meteorite created an alternate dimension where dinosaurs continued to thrive? I remember most of it. Anyway.
Very nice.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Sorry.
That was toadsome.
What a waste of space in your brain.
There's a lot of wasted space in there. Anyway.
But he doesn't remember anything from Willy Wonka.
Not a word.
Not a single word.
But anyway, that trailer was the first time I got goosebumps from a Mario game trailer since, I don't know, 64? I don't know. Like, in so long. That trailer made me so excited for a Mario game.
I get goosebumps from Mario trailers on a daily basis.
Yeah, when he turned
into a
cat. In
fact, it's like a problem for me.
I was into it.
If you show me a Mario trailer, I basically order.
That's how I got in the affiliate panel, too, was the Mario trailer.
I got up and I have Mario-ism.
Mario play.
I need pipes in the room. But anyway.
Play.
So my opinion on this, tell me what you thought.
Okay.
This presentation, as a whole, everything they showed, I thought it was, now, I have to say, a lot of the games they showed in this conference were like a direct pipeline to my interests. I mean, fucking Xenoblade Chronicles 2 came out of nowhere. A new game with Travis Touchdown from No More Heroes.
That'd be
sick. Oh my God, all this stuff. I thought it was awesome.
What is
awesome.
The game called with the Travis Touchdown?
They haven't said. He came out and said, we've got a new project on the way.
He might not. I feel like he's not even going to be the main character of the game. Maybe I think he's just going to be in it.
He talked about wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling pose at the beginning.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors this is some kind of wrestling project with him involved in it.
Good, I'm in.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That's all my interests right there.
And Suda51 said he's like, for the first time in a long time, since the original No More Heroes, he is writing and directing whatever this is. Basically every step of it.
Nice.
Like, he's not, no help. It's like, he'll have help.
Suda.
Anyway, I thought it was a lot of awesome stuff wrapped in very confusing decisions. That's how I felt.
Yeah, the keynote itself was like, I didn't know what to look at.
And what to care about. Lots of, and the system's going to be online, which you'll pay for. What? I will? They've never been able to figure out.
Yeah, their online's always been terrible.
You know? And that's the thing is, like, at least, you know, Sony charges now, but they made great strides to get to a great thing before they did that.
Yeah.
And I'm scared because Nintendo, I rarely go online because I feel like it's still not really working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is. I mean, their online is stable. I've played games online and it doesn't cut out. That's great. But it's still not quite figured out. And then they bring up, you'll pay for it. Also, it uses a smartphone app. You'll use voice chat and communication is all through a smartphone app.
What?
It was just very like, what is happening? What is happening? But then they would show, okay, well, here's the Mario trailer. Fuck yeah, this is great. And, you know, and then there'd be another thing, you know. I will say this, for the first 15 minutes of the conference, one, I was blindsided. It was a keynote, like we said.
Right.
But they spent the first 15 minutes on motion control games. And what year is this?
You know, it was funny. I was watching that with the kids. It was like 8 o'clock our time. So we were watching it. And they kept talking about the Joy-Con controllers. And this game, you don't even need a TV. You don't even need a TV because you have the Joy-Con controllers.
Just look at each other.
And then so Emma goes, so then it's not a video game.
No.
Yeah.
What is this?
It was just very baffling. And so, here's all these mini games that use the it's like we're doing motion controls again. But then I was waiting for them to say it's included. And it's not.
Yeah, that to me, Wii Sports was included, which made sense. Because that showed you the technology and that showed you what it was. This, whatever, 1-2 Switch? What is it called?
1-2 Bokumon Shoe.
What's that fucking game
1-2
called?
1-2 Switch,
1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that being $60, like, who is going to pay for this? Oh, not
it, it was a weird situation. I'll just say this. My appeal in the Switch, first of all, it is a Nintendo machine. And there, you know, there was a lot of talk of, I don't know if the launch is that strong. Do you think it's going to be worth it? Do you think it's good? I know what games this thing's going to get over the next 5 years. I already know. And I'm fine. Nintendo is a constant in my life, and I'm fine to keep playing their systems. And, you know, so I'm not really in for, you know, I know what it's going to have. But the appeal of this particular device to me is the portability. I play portable games all the time. I have more time to play those than regular console games. And to have it as both, oh, I'm so happy. That's the strength of it. So when they spend the first 20 minutes doing motion control things, I'm like, well, I'm not doing this on a plane. I'm not doing this at the office. I'm not doing, you know, it's like that. The strength of it is not being utilized here. We're doing the Wii again. Like, it was such a confusing message to me. I was left really cold. So thank God they showed Mario, and then they talked about those other games, and then ended on that incredible Zelda trailer.
Man. Yeah, which before,
yeah,
I told the last just one, and I was like, oh, I don't like this. I didn't care.
Really. Literally, the thing we talked about on the podcast was, you know, this game needs to grow up a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we get this trailer that is not only dark. I mean, Princess Zelda is in the rain crying to Link about. She looks like she's a mess.
Yeah.
And there's something going on, and there's voice acting. I think that was the thing we specifically brought up. Like,
yeah,
it has voice acting. It's this intensely cut trailer, and it got me pumped to play it. Yeah. And I hadn't felt that.
I just want to say, fuck the patriarchy. How come Link can't cry and look like a mess?
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you.
Is it not the Switch?
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Windows
2017. How come it should have Ganon crying?
Yeah.
And it should just be that.
Exactly.
They need to make Link a girl.
But
about time.
But I will say, you know, so they announced that's a launch game, which didn't really, I mean, surprising and not surprising, I guess. I thought it was going to be delayed again, but good, it's a launch game.
Now,
but yeah.
Do you get that on Switch, or do you get that on Wii U?
I get on Switch.
I'm going to get on
1000% Switch.
Yeah.
It will run better, bigger, better, everything on Switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen side-by-sides, the resolution, the clarity, just everything is so much
better. Right,
yeah.
But I will say, you know, it's funny because they now, okay, so that's at launch and like a couple other games. And they kind of got flack for like, wow, not that's it at launch. That's not something that's funny. And I feel like people don't realize this. Every launch sucks.
Every system is
the same thing, and everyone acts like it's a surprise every time.
Right.
But okay, the PS4. I feel like a lot of people like the PS4.
It's cool hardware.
What did that launch with? I mean, when that launched, people, wow, what a shit. Wow, what a terrible launch. Knack. That's it. Okay. I mean,
it was like deluxe edition.
PS3 had a terrible launch. PS2 had a terrible launch.
But here's the thing that I don't understand personally. It's I can only play one game at a time. So like,
yeah,
I got Zelda and everything. Oh, just Zelda? It's like that's not enough. Like,
I'm playing that nonstop when that comes out.
Yeah. I'm excited for Zelda, but I want more. It's like, but why? You have? I mean, I don't know. Like that's me.
I get it. People want to see a bounty of stuff to justify their purchase. So I get that. But launch is always. Is never when that happens. It's always really all these systems. You know, Nintendo 64 only had Mario 64. But how amazing was Mario 64?
Yeah, and if you want the rest, I mean, like by Christmas, you will have a billion titles to choose
from. That's why they're releasing it in March, not in November.
Right.
For that exact reason.
Really, if you want to talk about like a good launch, really the best launch of all time is the fucking Vita. That thing had Uncharted. Right, Kevin? Yeah. What were we just talking about? That thing had a new Uncharted and 8 other games that were amazing, and it never gets any credit.
Yeah,
wow.
But most launches only have like one good game. Like that's really just how it goes. Dreamcast had kind of a good selection too. But for the most part, they all launch weak. You know,
speaking
that's part of it.
Dreamcast having a good selection, I saw this infographic today. I can't verify if it was accurate, but I believe that it was accurate, and it was video game consoles adjusted for inflation.
I saw that.
The Dreamcast was the cheapest console.
Yeah, it blew me away.
When adjusted for inflation, it was $200 when it came out, and today it would cost like $272.
It was like almost three.
Yeah, where everything else, like the original Nintendo was like $500 in today's prices, and like the original Atari was like close to $1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which is just so amazing because the Dreamcast, it really was like the greatest time for video games.
Yeah. It was a hell of a deal. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that hell of being a deal, like, I can't afford
but
this
it was,
system.
It was also a massive step in technology.
Yeah.
It was the most affordable console ever released. And it had a great lineup of games.
And they went out of business.
And they went out of business.
I wonder why. No. Well, if you remember, I think they were shell-shocked because if you remember now, what's funny about that is the Saturn, when that came out, was $400. $400 then.
I don't remember because I didn't have a Saturn.
Yeah, I didn't either. $400 then.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, $400 is,
$400
then.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think they were really trying to compensate. Like, you know, the plan was really to get as many people on the system as possible because they'll buy the games.
Yeah.
So I think they sold the system at a major loss.
Yeah.
And
I remember hearing
maybe that contributed to whether.
Yeah. I think it was mostly the pirating of the
game. Yeah, I think burning games so easily.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, their business model relied on people buying a lot of games. And so, then, yeah, you factor in burning how easy it was.
Oh, my God. I got, like, a stack this big of Dreamcast games at home.
Yeah. I mean, I was always...
Allegedly.
I was
and
super...
And now Sega's out of business.
I was always super... I was a good kid with that stuff. Like, I was always... I would buy, you know... I didn't pirate a lot of stuff. I would try to buy what I could and, you know, whatever. But Dreamcast was so easy, and I couldn't buy Power Stone 2 at Walmart. So like, well, I'm downloading that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I had a huge stack. Absolutely.
I never burned a game for Dreamcast. I never.
Bunch of Japanese ones.
Super quick, talking about the Switch at launch.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of people in the chat going, why would you buy it at launch? Like, you could get a PS4 or an Xbox One.
Sure.
And I think comparing those... isn't necessarily fair. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a console, but like if you
think... They're not going for that.
If you think the Switch is going to replace what either one of those two do,
not at all.
You're in for a rude awakening. It doesn't do that.
No.
It plays
not
Mario.
Yeah.
It plays Zelda.
Yeah.
It plays Mario Kart where you can be Zelda.
Right.
And that's the extent.
And,
you can go to New Donk City. Don't expect to go to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Like, not what it's for.
Personally, I feel like I have... my Nintendo console, and then I choose between the Xbox and the PS4.
Exactly.
I choose that, and then I pick.
That's all.
Plus, hey, everybody out there, your dollars matter, okay? So if you don't think it's worth buying, don't buy it.
100%.
And maybe next time when they have a new console, they'll have a nice batch of games to entice you to buying it. So, you know, let them know what you think.
Yeah, but I will say, though, they announced the price and all that, $299. I think that's great for a console that becomes a... HD portable, like I'm happy with that. I will say the accessories around it are all like 20 or 30% too high.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I never bulk about games. You know, I buy game stuff all the time, and I don't bulk. These, it's actually like I would have bought a second controller.
$70.
I'm not.
Or
yeah, I mean every piece of it costs something.
Yeah.
That is
it's
a little
lot.
Too much.
Do you think that maybe they're making up for like? Lack of sales on the Wii U?
I don't know. Yeah, because Nintendo historically,
I think they made money off of
I think
their
they make money
consoles.
Off of all their consoles. Maybe the Wii U they didn't. I don't know.
But I mean, they made so much money off of the Wii and the DS and the 3DS that I feel like it
that
has
was
to kind of like
years
mix
ago.
I mean, DS
the
3DS and 3DS sales
keep
are just
keeps,
keep going.
Yeah. The new 3DS or whatever they do, it always sells.
Yeah.
So. Crazy that the Wii came out 2008. Yeah,
2006.
Wow, 11 years ago. Now I say almost 10 years.
Yeah,
my mind goes 2008. Damn, it's a decade ago. The Wii.
Yeah,
you could probably find one in 2008. That's probably what
that's,
you think.
Yeah, that's when it got widely released. That's,
yeah, it was so hard to. That was hard to find for a long time. It's funny. The first week the Wii came out, you could find them.
Yeah,
because it hadn't quite caught yet. It was like
remember
what is
how
the
much
Wii?
TV? Okay. There was like daytime and like
there was a
nighttime
lot of TV.
Television segments devoted to Wii.
Yeah.
So I just think eventually it was like people's parents wanted to buy Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bill had one in True Blood?
No.
He had
really?
A Wii in his house. Yeah, he had like his lair and then he had the Wii in there and they're like, what is this? And he's like, I gotta kill the time.
Yeah, and it does ring a bell.
Yeah.
I remember all my friends' parents had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like grandparents wanted to get it for the grandkids to come over.
Grandparents would be playing it too.
And that's what kind of surprises me is like Nintendo got the biggest, broadest audience with that system.
Yeah.
But then got burned by them because that same crowd on a dime went to smartphones. As soon as smartphones came around,
yeah.
Done.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Candy
that's
a
really
good point.
Right.
And so that's what fascinates me is they it's like I kind of felt like the beginning of this conference, they were trying to like get those people back, but it's like, man, that's the crowd that turned and forgot about you instantly.
Yeah.
Go make Mario run for them on iOS. But I feel like with your console, you've got such a dedicated base that is ready for Mario and all these core games. I would just think you would focus on that and not, I don't know. I just, my brother was there as I was watching the thing, and he was so eager for them to skip over the milking of cat, or, you know, whatever they're doing in these mini games.
Yeah.
So get to, you know, he said, get to the real games. And it's like, yeah, that's an interesting phrasing. Get to the real games.
Yeah.
Because this, they have we such did a this already. Crowd that wants real games. Games. And when we got a big world Mario game, that's a real, oh man, I'm ready to like explore that. And I'm ready, you know, I was just surprised that them trying to still kind of touch that audience when they had been so burned before. But I don't know. I mean, they made trillions of dollars off that audience too. So I guess that's
wise. Somebody in the chat made a hilarious point a little while ago. They said you could play 1-2 Switch without a console. Just use your imagination.
Yeah.
That
I think cool. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. And when you say get to the real games, and when you say Emma says where are the video games, maybe they should re-examine.
Yeah,
exactly what they're doing over there.
I can't visualize that.
Yeah,
you know what?
You don't even need the stream, right? Like no. In those games.
The new controllers have such sensitive touch in them. They have new.
It's HD. Like, HD
haptic feedback,
HD rumble, and I think that's basically what it is.
Okay.
They said you can actually feel like if you're playing the new tennis game, you can feel where it hits on the paddle, like specifically, like impact of the ball. They used an example of pouring ice into a glass, and you could feel the cubes stack up inside.
Oh, that's really
like
good.
It feels like there are objects inside the controller, things like that. So it's a lot of games where you're meant to like kind of feel it and know when to,
which
you know,
is
whatever.
Not something what? That you can just look at a video and go, oh, okay, like I need to see, I need to hold out my hand
and
see
I'd be happy
about.
to play though. I'd love to try those out. Yeah. I wish it was included.
If it was included, I would try it out, but I'm not gonna try it out.
Jeff, you know, I you know, seems like I love Nintendo. Work. I'm a huge fan of Nintendo. No, it's like one of my favorite things. But yeah, Jeff Keighley was on Twitter and he tried them all out and he's like, it's fun. I just can't.
Shovelware.
I can't get people to pay $50 for this. I wish it was included.
Yeah.
So, like I said, cool stuff wrapped in strange decisions.
I know it's going to happen. Someone's going to lose their fucking screen and their console's gone. Like, if it's portable, your console is not portable, meaning that it's going to get lost or broken or stolen.
You're leaving it in the back of an airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to fly away.
People were pointing out, again, the accessories cost a lot.
Your saves.
And people were pointing out you can buy a dock on its own. You know, the dock, you set it in and it's on your TV. You can buy a dock on its own. It's like $90. All it does is throw it to your TV. Why does it cost that
now
much?
I wonder, I really want somebody to add up. If I buy everything, every accessory, what is the most I can spend to max it out? You know, but only purchasing like one game.
I think someone did the math that if you're going to get like a second controller and maybe like
the
dock and all that stuff, they did the math and they were like, it's only a few bucks more to buy another Switch.
just buy two Switches?
Because you get all that in it.
Yeah.
And now I wonder if, let's say we both have a Switch and you have a game that I don't have and you want to take it to my house. Can you just take that?
I bring it over and set it in your dock.
That's kind of cool.
And so when people brought that up, it's like, what? It's that much for another dock? But it was like, well, I didn't know until you brought it up that I could do that. It just never occurred to me. It's like, I could get a dock in my bedroom too. And at any point, play it in either room. Like, I don't know. That was kind of cool.
$90, that's not bad.
But if it was, you know, 50,
it'll go on
if it was,
sale.
If it was 50, I'd have
Black
one,
Friday
I had one
on
every
Amazon,
room.
It'll come down.
I waited for the 3DS dock to come down.
Well, that's it. That's
no, it did. I got one now.
I think that's pretty much everything that happened, though. But anyway, so that's a Switch.
Charged.
We talked to
What time are we at?
We're past.
Almost 2 hours.
Oh my
god. We got some time. You guys got time.
We got plenty of time.
Nice.
I want to say real quick, we did a video on Dead Rising 4 late last year. Christmas Day came and I got it as a gift.
Oh, you did.
And I said, and I was like, I've actually been eager to play it. I want to try it.
Right.
I beat it. It was a fun. It was a fun game. Gameplay wise, the gameplay was fun. I had fun playing it. I hated the game. I enjoyed playing it. I enjoyed playing it. But everything in our video was still 100% correct. I don't know who Frank. They said Frank West is back. I don't know who that this clown fuck in this game was. This guy is acting like Jim Carrey the whole game. Hey, give me a fist bump. Now you gotta give me a fist bump. I mean, it was just like, who is this character?
The ads, not Frank the West. Live action commercials made him annoying too. That translates into the game. His behavior is really that different.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I don't know who that is, and the story was stupid, and ends completely cliffhanger, and now they're talking about, well, the DLC, we might continue that.
Give an ending.
Fuck off!
Yeah, buy a higher ending.
But the gameplay was fun. It was Christmas-themed. I'm crafting all this Christmas shit together. I'm combining a car battery with a Christmas wreath, creating this shock thing that I can, a trap that I can set. You know, like, the gameplay was fun.
But to me...
And I was discovering... I was back in the mall.
You play this in the height of Christmas season.
Sure.
If I'm playing this in July, do you want to do a Christmas... that seems...
Maybe in December, it'll be bargain bin.
Yeah. But even it added a degree to it that was different. Like, the atmosphere was different. But I was back in the mall. I was discovering stuff. But it was just... If they would have put this game out and called it, like, my crazy-ass... zombie Christmas, maybe. I don't think people would be so critical because it just stand on its own, but it's Dead Rising 4. It's like, well, have you played Dead Rising before? Like, what are we doing? So anyway, that's all I want to say about that.
Okay, great.
My crazy ass zombie Christmas.
Yeah, my big fat zombie Christmas.
What's next on the agenda, folks?
Wrap this up real quick. A lot of people have been asking. We saw Rogue One. Did everybody see Rogue One?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin didn't see Rogue One.
Of course.
Did
you see Rogue One?
Of course.
Oh, Jesus.
They don't have that in England? They don't have Rogue One in England?
No, I missed out on it, and I just never got around to seeing it.
Okay.
What kind of a...
Is it called Quid One over there? Yeah.
Burned him.
Got him.
Sick burn.
Is it called Rogue the First? Somebody else do one. Somebody else burn them. Burn them good.
Ahead, Sean.
Yeah, let him know how you feel about him.
Light him up, Sean.
Get him.
Is it
go ahead. Three, ready? Yeah. Here's a sick burn. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I bet.
Is it called Rogue Crisps?
That's so dumb.
All right,
back
dumb.
Over here. Back
I
over
never said it was funny.
I'll save him. I'll save him.
Camera the funny one.
Damn. Does the Millennium Falcon run on petrol?
Oh!
Oh, wait, here. Is the hull of the ship made of aluminium?
Oh!
Sean,
Sean, Sean, Sean.
Bring it home.
Ready, Sean, bring it home.
Bring it home.
Go ahead.
Fuck him up. Fucking burn him.
Do you park it in the...
I got one.
Park
what? Garage.
What do you park what?
The Falcon!
He already said that.
Do you park it?
In the garage. No, that's our garage.
Do Han and Chewie stow away in the boots?
Jesus
Christ.
Good job. Oh, wait. I missed it. Do it again.
Do Han and Chewie stow themselves away in the boot?
See, that was
that's
good.
Perfect.
Yeah, Sean, it's that easy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Man, he makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
All right, final try. All third try.
Come on, Sean. Third try.
Come on.
Let's go. Ready, Sean? Okay, now. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Something funny about England and Star Wars making fun of
come
them.
On, dude.
We're just vamping a little bit.
Oh, he's got something good.
This is our official Rogue One review.
He's got something good, dude.
Oh, this game's already
go for it, Sean. Go for it.
Sean, ready? 3.
Just spit it out.
Ready, Sean? 3, 2, 1, go.
What?
Did you?
What the fuck?
Did you say racial?
What did he say? Uncle Junior? What?
I don't want to be on this podcast anymore.
All right.
Come on.
Oh just my God. Come on, dude.
Oh, my
no, because whatever I dude, say, you're not going to like.
Just why?
You know,
fucking
torch sabers.
Just keep it clean.
Save
call
some
them
face.
Torch sabers. Instead of lightsabers, call them torch
save
sabers.
Save some face. Yeah. You guys
listen
don't...
to Brian.
No. Make a joke about a lift instead of an elevator. Literally choose just
cue
one
up.
Just.
Yep, go ahead. Ready, Sean? Ready. 3,
all right, hold on. Shake it out.
Ready?
Woo! Yeah, he's on it. Go.
Ready?
Go.
3, 2, 1.
Just smoke a fag on the desktop.
What?
Whoa!
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Come on.
Ready?
I did not need him that line. I did not need him that line.
Say that? That's what they say.
You, dude. I did not need him that line.
That's what they say. I saw that.
Anyway.
I saw what they said. I'm sorry.
Chill.
I'm so sorry.
Is that racist?
That's what they said over there when I went to school. I'm so sorry.
Fuck that.
Fun.
Instead of one quarter portion, you say like
I'm so sorry.
You know, 2.5 tenths portion. Something easy. You don't say that.
I guess sometimes you got to be a dad.
Yeah, bigot dad.
Racist dad.
Fuck.
Hey, I want to say thanks to the Bye Bye Man for making tonight's show possible. We're gonna end tonight's show on our favorite. We've been saving it for the end. Our favorite Bye Bye Man moment. So here it is: 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Welcome back.
Everyone say
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
Thanks again to
bye-bye.
Bye-bye, man.
To Bye-Bye Land.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, man.
At the end of the movie, oh, it's daytime. Oh, we finally got rid of that fucking Bye-Bye Man.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Go, wait, where's Mom? We got to wake her up for breakfast. Oh, she's still sleeping. Hold on, we'll go wake her up. Mommy, it's time to wake up. We got rid of the Bye-Bye Man.
Bye-bye.
Mommy? You may have gotten rid of the Bye-Bye Man, but I'm gonna fucking kill you!
The sequel. Left open for the sequel. Who even was that? Who the fuck even was that guy? Is that the Bye-Bye Man in a different body?
The Bye-Bye Man.
Is that Bye-Bye Dad?
Played by Lance Bass.
Fuck. 2018. Fuck off.
2018. Fuck off. Cut. Cut it.